This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squidbilly, Allie Mack. It's going to get to her rookie report here in just a second. Week two with Allie Mack. I haven't scared her off yet. As a matter of fact, we're going to entrust her with talking to our wives later on in the show, which I think for Bo is a little bit terrifying. My wife, you know, she knows the deal, man. She knows not to get too out of pocket.
Yeah, she knows if she gets out of pocket, you'll cut off her gambling trips.
She went and played Mahjong again last night. But no, it was after the children were in bed.
So far, Allie, Mike's house and my house with kids are like polar opposites.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'm the first one to give credit where credit's due. You got to understand, I had two toddlers at home. I got a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. I'm not home in the morning, ever.
Right.
Like, ever. I'm never there for, like, wake up, getting them dressed, getting them to daycare, getting all this. It's like my wife has an entire sector of her life that I'm not involved in, and you know, as a mom. And so I have to give her credit where credit's due. And when she needs a couple hours off, that's just where I have to step up and shine. I can't be there in the morning. So anybody that deals with a situation like that, it's like, dude, I know when she, you know, it's like the football player that's, you know, it's like a football player that gets gassed because they've been in for a long drive. They look at the sideline, they tap their helmet. They're like, dude, I got to come out. Sometimes she's got to tap the helmet, dude. It's just craziness.
Yeah, I give you a hard time because it's funny and, you know, it's just it's us going back and forth. And I know that Lindsay is not sensitive.
She does
take that stuff to heart, but I commend you for it. It's really why Amy and I have gotten our schedule. And I think she gets worried. She's like, I think you're going to get burnt out because you know you're doing nice. I'm like, no, like I was like, you have no clue how great it is for me to be when I get off the air, you know, and I can have some time. Like the fact that. I want you ready to go for another day, and you can handle that is great. And we were just talking about it the other day, like what our schedule is going to look like when she does go back to work, and it's kind of scary. It's kind of like reality. Like we're in a honeymoon phase right now with Pork Chop.
Yeah.
But I thought about it, and I was like, oh boy.
Well, it's definitely an adjustment for everybody, man. I'm sure you guys will bring it in. And I'm sure we'll talk to Amy later on at 8 o'clock about some of that stuff as well. Got Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. I hope that Bo at this point has gotten a gift. We don't know. That is neither here nor there. And we won't ask Amy about that.
I don't think you need to be put. I think I've heard enough of this. I'm going to tell you what. I don't like y'all trying to put me in a spot that I'm in a no-win situation. And I'm...
Well, you put yourself in that spot.
Yeah, the timeline of your life has put you in a no-win situation.
Yeah. That's, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we didn't do anything. That was all you. It's all good. We will try not to judge you any further.
I had to plan this out. We couldn't have a baby during football season.
Yeah. Of course not.
I mean.
Look, speaking of the new kid bump that you get in your life when you get that little honeymoon phase of Pork Chop, how about the fired coach bump? We got in this conversation yesterday off the air and having this conversation about Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager, those Pirates will face off with the Atlanta Braves tonight. They fired their manager, Derek Shelton, yesterday, and I was like, sure, they'll get the fired coach bump. I personally don't see that as a thing in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a different tactical you know, approach by whoever's going to take over. But as far as like players really digging in, to me in baseball, you just have it or you don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you weren't hitting before the manager got fired, I don't know what about your timing is suddenly going to line up. I think in football it's a thing because I think you can always dig a little bit deeper on the aggression, on the effort, things like that, playing to the whistle. That's just not a thing in baseball, though.
I disagree. I think any time that your leader is sent back, and you know, it's the same with when there's a trade that happens and it either shakes up a team and kind of puts people on notice or brings in new life, it kind of gives you a jolt. And I think when the guy that you answer to every day is sent packing, and you're a bunch of guys, I mean, first off, they fired their own person. The owner should have fired his own ass because they spent under $20 million in free agency this year. They spent under $20 million. They thought
they've
their plan.
They've always been that team, too.
Excuse me?
I said, yeah, and they've always been that team. Yeah. It's frustrating for Pirates fans.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw this. Garrett might have seen this, or Allie, you might have saw it as well. Their opening day, and I mean the home opener, decided it would be a good idea to walk around the stadium. And the fans hammered him. They came at him. They were telling him to sell the team. Why didn't you spend money? It's one of the most beautiful settings in all of baseball as far as home parks. And the river right there. I mean, it is an absolute park.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they hammered him. That's who should be held to his feet to the fire instead of the manager who gets fired. But I do believe there is a bump. And look, we might not see it. We don't have to face Skeens. Great. We miss him. So it does line up right for them. I thought Garrett mentioned the other day you can do what you didn't do against Colorado. But this is just garbage to me. This whole organization is garbage.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that maybe there could have, but this firing was kind of meaningless. My dad is a diehard Pirates fan. He's from Pittsburgh.
Didn't see that one coming.
Bless his heart. he called me yesterday. He's like, I got a hot tip for you, and told me about the firing and stuff. And I was like, how do you feel about it? He's like, it's not going to change anything. Nothing changes.
Yeah. It's just a deep pit misery. Garrett, real quick, you got your Leo Messi jersey on today. I'm curious if you think a fired manager bump happens in soccer. We saw it a little bit with the United last year, right? But it didn't just come out of the box.
Well, to y'all's point, I mean, like, it's not as much an effort thing in baseball as it is in soccer, all these basketball. I mean, there's a little bit different sort of mentality in baseball. But ironically, Allie Mack, my mom also is from Pittsburgh.
Okay. Wow.
She's a Pirates fan. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's a Pirates fan. And her dad lives in Pittsburgh and has season tickets, and he's going to the games all weekend. So,
bless their hearts.
Yeah, seriously, bless their hearts indeed. But no, I don't think that there's necessarily a new manager bump in the same way, Paul. But their ownership is also just an absolute disaster. Grant and I talked a little bit about the brick situation that they have, where they uprooted a bunch of season ticket holder bricks.
Yeah.
And then they just put them in a warehouse, and nobody knows where they are right now.
I mean, those fans that they do have
they paid for
those.
They paid for them to be a part of PNC Park for the rest of its existence.
Yeah.
And then they uprooted. And you also have the Roberto Clemente situation where they removed
bad.
Put an ad. Spearmint gum or something like
that.
It's an advertisement that $1.54.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The whole thing, top to bottom, they're a disaster. Plus, you have Paul Skeens, and you don't put any money into the organization. It's an absolute dumpster fire in Pittsburgh. Those fans deserve better, and really that entire city does.
Yeah, hopefully the Braves can come out with a sweep this weekend. Look, my dad is a Cubs fan, so we'll get into coming up at 7:40 about a little bit about this back and forth with the new Pope. I don't know if you guys have seen this, about whether or not he's a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan. And finally, a lot of people were trying to get to the root of that issue yesterday. That'll be at 7:40. Look, and coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to hear from some of the Falcons rookies that joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. Right now, though, Allie, we're going to hear from our rookie. You got a little bit of a report to end our week here.
Yeah, this is my second week joining you guys here on the morning shift. So I do have some more observations in my rookie report.
Thick skin on, because I felt a little attacked last week, but here we go.
So first point I have is the chemistry that you hear on the air between Bo and Mike. That does not stop as soon as the mics are cut off, because they're so intertwined, they cannot sleep on the same night and are texting each other, can't sleep, can you?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, shoot me a wake-up call. Wait a minute, not at 8 o'clock?
Man.
You mean at 4? Oh, okay. Bo is, and I will say this too, because my wife and I have had to have this conversation. Bo is on my emergency contacts. So because I sleep on Do Not Disturb.
Right. Okay.
And you know, if there's ever a point where he's got to be like, hey, you got to wake up.
Right.
Like he's on the emergency contact, so it'll get through. But there have been times because of that that I'll get a text, you know, from Bo at like 10 o'clock when he's late going to sleep, and my phone's like, did he? My wife's like, freaking turn your phone off. Can't believe it. I'm like, it's Bo. Just calm down. It's Bo. Okay.
You know what? So, you know what's funny, Mike, is you've told me that before. And I think it was either last night or two nights ago, and I was going to text you something.
Yeah.
And as I hit to go send, I go, it's kind of late. Lindsay might yell at him. And so I didn't.
That's so thoughtful.
Such a good point, Allie. Yeah, it's such a good point. It is, yeah, it's been a fun 2 years, just put it that way.
The next thing I've really noticed, and I guess I've known this since 2008 about you, Bo, is that you're extremely animated. And it is not fair for only Mike and I to be seeing all your mannerisms when you are giving your opinions, these harsh, harsh opinions.
He's got, and I call it my wife, I call it hibachi hands when she's talking. It's just like straight up like she's cooking on the flat top, like on the griddle. He very much has like a, you know, Saban at the podium where, but it's more of like an Italian thing almost, you know, it's like really, I'm with you, man. The hands are animated. The Whopper hands, they're not big. But they'll come at you.
They move fast. They get me in trouble. It gets me in trouble because I am animated and it's natural. But it does. People think that I am more intense than I really am, or I'm mad and I'm not. If I speak, I care. And I can't shut it off, Allie. Sorry.
My favorite though is when you're almost doing like a foul call. And your arms are up when you're proclaiming a statement.
Speaking of which, last night, there was a little bit of misinterpretation. Y'all see the umpire at third base getting out of the way and throws his arms up. Snicker's like, wait, what just happened?
Was that a foul?
Why did you just call that a foul ball? He's like, nah, it's my bad. My bad. Yeah, that's definitely Bo at third base, yeah.
Well, Mike, my next observation is for you. It's that you suffer from the same ailment that a few of us radio pros do.
Uh-oh.
You have the fear of silence.
Is that what it is?
It is, because you're always needing something on in the background. I get it, yeah. Because silence to me, I suffer from the same thing. Silence to me is dead air, and that
it
means
is.
Something.
It's silence is deafening.
It's awful.
Silence is deafening.
I absolutely hate it, and I don't understand anyone that says it's refreshing.
And that's the thing, is like, you know, my wife and I, we started dating, she's like, I don't understand why you're sleeping with the TV on. And I'm like, because it's not distracting. It's distracting me from my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Like when the TV's off, when it's just air, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm in just a deep conversation with myself about like, you know, what's the next home project I'm going to do? Am I going to take the kids on vacation? Like it's just a million miles an hour. When there's a show on in the background, I'm just like, you know what, man, I can relax. I can move off of this. So yeah.
You can shut it off.
There you go.
At night, silence is brutal, but I'm not afraid to just sit there, watch TV, and I guess it's still not silence,
see?
But, you know.
There you go.
You have it too, Bo, because you're a radio
pro. Just talked yourself through it, attaboy.
I did it without my hands, though.
So if you have any kind of ailment here at 92.9 The Game,
oh, man.
Every single person is going to give you advice.
Yeah,
Mike was dealing with gout this week.
Yeah, it's not an old man disease, Garrett, okay?
Everybody had an opinion.
Yeah, I think Garrett thought it was the Black Plague or something like that. You know what I mean? Like he thought I was going down, dude.
Well, that's not contagious, Garrett. Yeah.
No, man, but it, you know, everybody's trying to help. And I will say, and we've talked about this before, I've been around Steak since like the first day I was ever on radio, and he's always tried to look out for me. It's one of the reasons I love Steak and Sandra. And he straight up told me, he's like, dude, you got to go see a doctor. I'm like, I'll be all right tomorrow. The next day, I couldn't even move. And I was like, dude, I don't even want to talk to Steak because I know he's just going to tell me he told me so.
Wait till you get the bursitis in your elbow like him. Then you're really in trouble.
He's got gout in his elbow, too. That's a thing. I don't know anybody else that gets it in the elbow.
I got to give Steak a shout out because I text him. I had I need to hit my listener back. I had a listener, but my guy Red, about, he had a question about a steakhouse in Atlanta. And Steak's like, yeah, it's not my place, but here's the 411 on it. And I was like, wow. Like,
yeah.
Dude, when someone leaves with it's not my place, but they know so much detail. I mean, that guy's Mr. Food.
No Revol on the Atlanta.
Atlanta
food
Eats,
scene.
Baby.
Anything else, Allie?
One quick one before we go out. The morning shift in general.
Okay.
The most difficult segment we have.
Okay.
Top Five Tuesday.
Yes.
If you have some kind of critique about have to have a subtraction. A subtraction. You cannot just have an addition.
Yes. You have to actually add one plus one minus one. You know, it's got to be an equation. Anyways, nice work. A lot of fun. We're going to hear from some of the Falcons rookies. Not our rookie, but the Falcons rookies on the other side of the break. Jack Nelson, the least talked about draft pick, the seventh round offensive tackle. He said something yesterday that I'm going to tell you guys kind of perked me up a little bit. I'm just going to tell you, we'll hear from that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.